This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear how Jesus, after the resurrection, appears to the apostles in the upper room, and later returns and admonishes the doubting Thomas. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to grow in the virtue of diligence so he can confront his sins daily and go to confession at least monthly. We'll also consider the importance for every Catholic man to seek the gift of knowledge from the Holy Spirit so he can grow in knowledge of the Catholic faith. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. The Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, the print of the nails, and place my finger in the mark of the nails, and place my hand in his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were shut, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You have believed because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that, believing, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's look at what Jesus is accomplishing with his appearances to the apostles after the resurrection. After Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday and appeared to multiple eyewitnesses, later Easter evening, the apostles, and perhaps other disciples, were hiding from the Jewish leadership behind the locked door in the upper room. Suddenly, despite the locked door, Jesus mysteriously enters the room. Jesus gives the disciples his peace, forgiving them for abandoning him on the cross. Jesus shows his wounds, confirming his body that was brutally beat, scourged, and crucified has been resurrected and glorified with mysterious new powers. Again, giving the apostles his peace, Jesus commands them to go and spread the gospel, just as he himself was sent by God the Father. Anticipating the great rush of wind of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, which will draw thousands to convert and follow Jesus, see the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, Jesus breathes on the apostles, ordaining them as priests in his holy Catholic Church with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus gives them the exclusive power to forgive or to not forgive sin. The Apostle Thomas, for some unknown reason, is absent when Jesus appears on Easter Sunday evening. And Thomas refuses to believe that Jesus has actually risen unless he personally sees and touches Christ's wounds. 8 days later, on the second Sunday of Easter, Jesus returns, again, mysteriously entering despite the locked door. After giving the disciples his peace, Jesus, with supernatural knowledge of the doubt of Thomas earlier, offers Thomas the chance to touch his wounds, exactly what the skeptical Thomas had declared as the cost for his belief. Thomas immediately believes and exalts Jesus, crying, "My Lord and my God." Jesus rebukes and admonishes Thomas for his unbelief, promising, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." St. John, a witness to many, but not all of Jesus' acts, and aware of oral tradition and other writings of the New Testament, humbly confirms his gospel provides a secure basis for men to believe and be saved, even though it is unable to express the fullness of the mystery of Christ. Well, let's reflect upon what from this gospel account of Jesus' resurrection and appearance to the apostles can lead a man to grow in awe of Jesus Christ. Be awed by the risen Christ. Jesus has a mysterious and miraculous glorified body with the divine power to pass through solid walls and perfectly function despite the serious wounds which remain. Son of God, Jesus has the divine power to offer his supernatural peace, which can immediately change the thoughts and emotions of men. Jesus mysteriously knows of the unbelief of the skeptical Thomas and offers dramatic proof of his glorified body. Divine priest, Jesus, with his breath, or another word for that is spirit, institutes the sacrament of holy orders and the sacrament of penance. Well, let's look at a couple of ways a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Confront your sins daily and go to confession at least monthly. Realize, after ordaining the apostles into the priesthood, Jesus exclusively gives his new Catholic priests the power to forgive or retain the sins of men and establishes the sacrament of penance. Believe. Reflect upon mortal and venial sin. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 1849 through 1876. And also reflect upon the sacrament of penance. See the Catechism, paragraphs 553, 730, 976, 1441, and 1461. Pray. Jesus, divine priest, help me build the virtue of diligence, part of temperance. So I build a disciplined habit of confronting my sins daily and confessing my sins frequently in the sacrament of penance. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Build Catholic knowledge with the help of the Holy Spirit. Realize, the Apostolic Holy Catholic Church has perfectly preserved and transmitted Jesus' teachings through tradition and Scripture. Believe. Be confident in the transmission of divine revelation found in its fullness only in Jesus' Holy Catholic Church. See the Catechism, paragraph 74 through 100. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the gift of knowledge so I grow in the knowledge of the Holy Catholic Church and so I can regularly receive knowledge directly from you in prayer to help me become a heroic Catholic man. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness that Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of diligence so you can confront your sins daily and go to confession at least monthly. And second, Seek the gift of knowledge from the Holy Spirit so you can grow in your knowledge of the Catholic faith. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks. He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.